Okay, we're on Pei Amud Aleph, the top of the page. Sort of middle of trying to figure out the Inui Nefesh. We had a machlokes in the Mishnah of Inui Nefesh. What is Inui Nefesh? Tanakama and Rabbi Yossi. So the first thing the Mishnah said was Imir Chatz. That's an im or Imet Kashet. So the question is, what is that supposed to mean? What kind of, if I bathe, if I adore myself, what kind of Inui Nefesh is that, according to Nakama, and then Rabbi Yossi, that isn't. So we had an attempt yesterday that it was linked to the Inyan of eating Paris, because for sure not eating Paris is Inui Nefesh, and it was just linked, it was with the Tanai, Imer Chatz, if I bathe, then I'm not going to eat fruit. So the Gemara was docha that. So now we're going on to another possibility. Ve'ela de amra konem hanas rechitza alai le'olam imer chatz. So what did she say? She says only to do with rechitza, now not with peros, but she says that I'm never going to bathe if I bathe once. Now if I ever bathe once even, then I'm never going to bathe again. So Mela, that's clearly Inui Nefesh. Mishumachi Mefela, why? The Hechitavi, what she's supposed to do. Because if she's Tirchatz, then Mitasra. Hanas Rechitzala. Right? Manavshach. If she bathes, so then she's never going to be able to bathe again. And that's Inui Nefesh. And if she doesn't bathe, so she goes, okay, I won't bathe. So if she doesn't bathe, that's also Inui Nefesh. So Manavshach, she's not going to ever be bathing. So therefore, that's considered an Inui Nefesh. And Lo Tirchatz, right, Ila Nivula. She's not going to bathe ever, so she's not going to, she doesn't bathe, so she won't be asked to bathe, so she's also not bathing, that's a Nivula. So she's, that's Inui Nefesh. Rabbi Yossi says, Efshar Dolo Rachza, Leniva Lo Lechashinan. So he said, as we saw in the Mishnah, he says, that's not Inui Nefesh. Why? Because he held that not bathing is not Inui Nefesh. Don't ask me why, but that's what he says. That's not considered Inui Nefesh. L'niva lo chashina, therefore, that's the machloikas. So the Gemara is docha that as well. Why? It just because of the lashon of Rabbi Yossi. I hachi, lisni hachi. If that's the case, it should say, Rabbi Yossi omer t'nai ze in bo Inui Nefesh. The way that we'll go with the, since we're learning Rashi, the way Rashi learns, Ran learns differently. But it seems to be, we'll see, that Rashi's learning simply that the Lashon's not so great. Because the Lashon of Rabbi Yossi, he says, Ein Elu Nidre Inui Nefesh, sounds like it's not exactly Inui Nefesh. Meaning, it's a shtickle, yeah, but it's not, but he says, but according to what we're saying now, if it's only talking about Rechitza, and Rabbi Yossi holds there's no concept of Inui Nefesh by Rechitza, so say, Ein Bo Inui Nefesh, period. There's no Inui Nefesh here, nothing. So, because it's not, only Rechitza, and Rechitza has nothing to do with Inui Nefesh, so he doesn't like the Lashon of Ein Elud and Nidre Nefesh. Sounds like it's a shtickle, yeah, but not so much. But according to this, not at all. It seems to be the way Rashi's like. Okay, so let's see Rashi. El Adam, Rashi says, Konam Hanas Rechitza La Yemer Chatz, Pam Achatz. If once I bathe them, they're going to bathe again. She yasar la olam al hanas rechitza kegon kichul pirkos sicha. All those things are included in tzarchi rechitza v'af rechitza tzma v'hachi mefer d'hachi tavi hechitavi. So he can mefer because what is she supposed to do? The kasavi rabbanan the rechitza hainu inefesh. Unlike Rabbi Yossi at this point, rabbanan hold it is a inu inefesh not to bathe. Rabbi Yossi savar efshar below rechitza just don't bathe. There's no problem, and therefore there's no inu nefesh. Leniville the rechitza lo chayshinan. Not choshish for that. V'hachi kamar she'en elu nidri nefesh. But we didn't like that. Why? Because ihachi hoyolda ukma de nadra berechitza le Rabbi Yossi do lo chayish leniville the rechitza de leka inu nefesh. According to what we're saying, the Rabbi Yossi holds no inu nefesh here by rechitza. So litni hachi, it should have said the following: Rabbi Yossi amir t'nai ze ain bo inu nefesh, no inu nefesh at all. The hakol haneder haze eino ella al t'nai ubetanai sho averus averus al haneder. Umikevan, I'm reading the Girsa like Bach. Mikevan de efshar b'shum inyan liyos bo inui nefesh Hoyel v'nivol lo havi inui nefesh to Rabbi Yossi. Like we're saying, according to Rabbi Yossi, there's no concept at all of inui nefesh. So my kanasi v'labalashon inui nefesh. So therefore, we don't like it. What's this? The lashon of inui nefesh that Rabbi Yossi is learning is using is not good, right? The kamar ein elu nidri nefesh miklal. Rabbi Yossi so far ikoi nefesh behind nidra b'miktsas. Okay, that's what Rashi is learning. Demashma, it sounds like there is a little bit of nefesh here, but according to what we're explaining now, it's talking only about rechitz. And according to Rabbi Yossi, there is no concept at all by rechitz of inui nefesh. So say ein bo mishum mimi nefesh. Period. Okay, back to the Gemara. So we have another attempt. Ella de amra hanas rechitza alai leolam imerchatz hayom. Rabbi Yossi saver nivol dechayom aloshmei nivol. Okay, so next, the way we're trying now is that unlike before when we said if I bathe once, I'm never going to bathe again. That didn't work. So now we're changing a little bit. We're saying that she didn't say if I bathe once. She's told on one day. That's all. That was if I bathe today, I'm never going to bathe again. Okay, so that is what's the machlokes. According to Tanakama held that's considered inui nefesh. Why? Because what is she supposed to do? Right? If she bathes today, she's never going to bathe again. That's inui nefesh, never bathing. And if he says, okay, so don't bathe today. That's all. No, that's also inui nefesh. Because one day without a shower is inui nefesh. So again, we got that's the inui nefesh over here. Because if she bathes today, only on today, fine. If she bathes today, then she'll never bathe again. So that's inui nefesh, never bathing again. And if she doesn't bathe today, that's a problem because she has today. She didn't bathe, and that's inui nefesh, not bathing one day. Okay, and Rabbi Yossi savar no nivul chadiyom and shmei nivul. So now we're changing. Now we're holding, unlike we said before. Rabbi Yossi does hold that not bathing is inui nefesh, but not just for one day. One day is not the end of the world. And therefore he says, inui nefesh, meaning he can't be made for it. Why? Because she just won't bathe today. As long as she doesn't bathe today, then she can continue bathing after that. So one day she has to go without a shower. Big deal. That's not called inui nefesh. And therefore that's Rabbi Yossi. Okay, let's see Rashi. Okay, Ella. So Ella lo olam le Rabbi Yossi rechitza nami havi inu nefesh. Now we're changing. Rabbi Yossi really does hold that bathing is inu nefesh. Umes nisi nahacha v'hachi maskinan kegon de amra im erchatz hayom, that she put the tanai just on one day. The hainu time of the Rabbi Yossi de amar ein ili inu nefesh. Why? De afshar de lo asya lideinu, because it could be it's not going to come to inu nefesh. De lo arachta hayom, all she has to do is not bathe today and then she'll be okay. Below mitzra na zarichitza, then she's not going to be asked. Beleke el anivel diyom the mikan veelech rakta kol akei masterbay. All she has to do is not bathe one day, and then after that she can bathe as many times as she wants. She's free after that. So okay, so one day is not the end of the world. It's not chaldini nefesh. That's what Rabbi Yossi meant. Vahashta lekel meifrach. Now you can't ask what we said before. The kasha, the Rabbi Yossi lisni tanai zeh. Remember, we said the Rabbi Yossi is no inui nefesh whatsoever. Now you can't ask that. That's what we should say, right? According to that Rabbi Yossi should say, there's no inui nefesh whatsoever. Now we can't say that, right? The kamrina and the Rabbi Yossi nivel the rechitza lizman beruba have a nidri nefesh. Now we're going on. The Rabbi Yossi holds that rechitza, not bathing, is in fact inui nefesh, but only for his man meruba, not one day. And therefore, you can't ask, good, should have said there's no inui nefesh here whatsoever. No, that's not true. Rabbi Yossi is told there is inui nefesh now. So that's good. So the lashon is fine. V'lachiktani v'lashon aneder. V'hainu the time the lopari chacha kedik parchina le'el. Now Rashi's asking, why don't we ask on Rabbi Yossi the way we saw in yesterday's pshat with the, when he was told it with the, if she says, if I bathe, then fruit are going to be asked forever. And we ask the court, then, right, the Rabbi Yossi, Dilma Rachza Hayom, and then, Mitzra Hanas Rechitza. We asked over there, we were worried, according to Rabbi Yossi, well, maybe it is Inu Nefesh. Why? Because if she does bathe, then the fruit will be asked. So why don't we ask the same thing over here, that maybe she's going to bathe today, and then it will be aser for her to bathe after that, and that is Yui Nefesh according to Rabbi Yossi. That we're not asking, right? Rabbi Yossi Chayish, and now in the Nivu Merubah we're saying that if for a long time it is a problem not to bathe. The difference is that over there, it was just, if she says, if I ever bathe, even once, then I'm never going to bathe again. So we said, we asked, according to Rabbi Yossi, more specific, we talk about fruit. She said, if I bathe today, or bathe once, I'm never going to eat fruit. So we have to be worried that maybe one day she's going to bathe, and then she'll be also on the fruit. And so that's over there. So mishum dehasam lo amra ela im erchat stam, because she said stam. If I ever bathe, so then the fruit are going to be off for me forever. So we have to be worried that one time she's maybe going to bathe. Ve'ikal meichas del marachta, right? Aval hacha de amra hayom v'tulo. Here she only said if I bathe today, only today, then it's going to be asur. So now we're not worried about leikal meichas the ledil marachta b'tulo. That one day she might bathe. Okay, so we don't have to be worried that one day, since it's only that one day. Whereas before yesterday's thing, we were talking about the fruit, she said, if I bathe any time, the fruit will be asr. So we have to worry, maybe sometimes she's going to bathe. That's a difference. But who had then, the efshar le'uk manami de amra hachi b'teretz that, so Rashi says, we could have said another teretz and spoke about the fruit again. Konem peres olam alayim merchatz hayom. Since we're talking about hayom, we could be talking about the fruit again. But elam mishum de shafkalahi vairi banas rechitza samokim ze nami banas rechitza. Since we spoke about rechitza already, so we'll continue and talk about rechitza. Maybe we'll go a little bit further. This is a short amud, and tomorrow's is a big amud. So with your permission, we'll do a little bit more. Okay, so then, so basically, we've answered the im erchatz, what that means. But now, Gemara says, Shani sim erchatz, but im lo erchatz hechi dami. Okay, so now, good. You explained the Mishnah said two things. The Yinu Nefesh is im erchatz or im lo erchatz. So what's this im lo erchatz? The hechi dami. What's the Yinu Nefesh over there? Ile madamra titzar hanas rechitza lo olam alai im lo erchatz hayom. If it's that she says, I'm never going to bathe unless I bathe today. Right? Unless I bathe today, then I'm never going to bathe. So, ulam alafar. Why is that called the Yinu Nefesh? Tisachi, let her bathe. What's the problem? She says, unless I bathe today, I'm never going to bathe. Good, so bathe today and finish, and you'll be able to bathe from now on. So there's no Yinu Nefesh there. So that can't be. So I'm Rabbi Yehuda. What are we talking about? Amra hanas rechitza alai leolam im lo echatz b'mei mishra. So she says, I'm never going to bathe again unless I bathe in putrid water. Unless I bathe in putrid water. So now she stopped. Why? Because it says the only way that she can bathe is if she bathes in putrid water. Then she'll be able to bathe after that. But bathing in putrid water is inui nefesh. So manashach, if she bathes in putrid water, it's inui nefesh. And if she doesn't bathe in putrid water, she won't be able to bathe. That's also in Yinevish. So they were saying that's the im lo erchatz. So Mora doesn't like that. Why? The kavatzik tani, because what about the opposite? It also said in the we gave besides rechit, so we gave another example in the Mishnah of et kashet. Im et kashet, im lo et kashet. So how are you going to explain im lo et kashet? So the only way to keep it the same is I'll never adore myself unless I adore myself with what? With et kashet beneft. Because it has to be the same type of thing like putrid water. So when it comes to adorning, it has to be with neft. So that can't be why, because lichluchu, that bichlal can't be called adorning. You don't say I'm adorning myself with neft. That's not called adorning. To bathe in putrid water is bathing. It's just bathing in putrid water. But to be adorned with neft, that's not adorning. It's not adorning b'chol. So you can't use that as an example. So Amar Rav Yehuda, the Amra Hanas. Okay, one second. Let's just do Rashi for the last thing. Okay, so Shani Simerchat says Rashi, the Ze Havi Inui Nefesh. L'Rabbi Yehuda, L'Rabbi Yosef, so Mikidi Itla, L'Rabbanan, he's like, we explained it, fine. But what about Im Loi Kashek Liktani? Heichi, dami. What's the case of not bathing? Damra titzar hanas rechitza alai. We said imlo erchatz v'mei mishra. Says I'm never gonna bathe unless I bathe in this putrid stuff. Right, tirchatz yikanivel. So manashach. If she bathes, she's bathing. That means she has to bathe, so she won't be aser after that. She's bathing in disgusting water. That's a nivel. Ve'afal gav the rachza miu mishum de'ein hamayim yafim. Even if she's dead, but it's disgusting water. V'yesh bereichra, and that's a nivel. For the Rabbi Yossi Savar, he held that ein does not inu nefesh. Why? Because he said he held that she could bathe in that. The ain bekachlum, it's not a big deal. The behioma lo shmei nivel. So that's for this once or whatever. It's not called a nivel. But then we have the problem. The kavase le gabe kishut. The ketani sefer it says in the end imloed kasher. How are you going to explain that? Amrat titzar alai hanas kishut. Could go in kichol pircha etc. Imloed kasher beneft. So they have to say that unless I adorn myself with neft, I'm not going to adorn myself. So that's not called adorning. Likluchu v'she neft masriach. It's disgusting. Okay, so therefore the Gemara says Amar Rav Yehuda the Amra Hanas Rechitza Leolam Alai Im Erchatz Ushvua Shlo Erchatz. So now new pshat. So now we're going back again to the old pshat with the Rechitza. And we're saying that the Inui Nefesh, she says, I'm never going to bathe if I bathe. And we're doing it without the Girsa of Hayom, as we have in the bracket, so the Rashi and the Ran aren't Goris Hayom, so we'll leave that out. So it's the old shot. She says, I'm never going to bathe again if I bathe. If I ever bathe, I'm never going to bathe again. So Manav Shakshi, that's definitely Inui Nefesh, because if she bathes, then she's asa forever, and she doesn't bathe, so she's not bathing. So that's inui nefesh. And what's the flip side? Im lo erchatz. It's a whole different thing. It's just a shvua. She's just saying shvua shel erchatz. That's all. And we avoid all the problems of what's the lo im lo erchatz. She says it's just a shvua shel erchatz. That's inui nefesh. She's making a shvua. She's not going to bathe. And so too with the kishut thing, same thing. Hanas kishut alay lo'olam imet kashet. If I adorn myself, I'm never going to adorn myself again. And the shvua shalat kashet. And then the second, the flip side is the shvua shalat kashet. So Gemara says, Amar li Ravina Ravashi, hai elu nidresh ushvuos mi'bayale mitzvah. The problem is, we're talking about nidarim, or what is nidresh, but this is a shvua, it's not a neder. So it should say Elu Nidarim Ushvuas, not Elu. These are Nidarim are of Inui Nefesh. It should have said Nidarim Ushvuas because we're talking about both. She's making a neder and a shvua. So Amar Lei, we have two answers. He answered back Rav Ashi, Tani Elu Nidarim Ushvuas. Einachanami. That's how you have to gorez it. That it's these are Nidarim and Shvuas. By same, or you could say Shvuas Nami Hainu Nidarim. Because shvuas also is also can be called nedarim sometimes. And where do we see an example of that? That nan kenidre rishayim, then nadar benazir v'karban of a shvua. That says over there that if somebody uses the term yados, right? That if a person says that like the nedarim of rishayim, right? I am, and there's a nazir walking by, then he becomes a nazir, or there's an animal walking by, and he says, like the nadarim of a rasha, it's on me, this animal, and then he's accepting to be a korban, and ubishvua, he says, if they're like the nadarim of the rishayim is I'm not going to eat this kikar or whatever. So that lemais is a shvua. But it's the lashon of nidre rishayim. So we see here an example that nidarin could be called shvuas, and therefore that's the other possibility. Either we're gore shvuas or it's nidarim in our mishnah, but it means shvuas as well. And therefore the imlo erchatz and lo et kashed can be simply a shvua not to bathe or adore. Okay, let's see Rashi. The kavasim did that lo'olam. Okay, so Rashi says lo'olam kede amar mikar. Now we're going back to the old shot. The amra hanas rechitza ala lo'olam. Just say if I ever bathe, I'm never going to bathe again. That's as we said at the beginning. Mas nisei chadik tani. The hacham. This is what she says. Im erchatz then I'm never going to bathe again. So that's inui nefesh. Ushvua shalor achatz. And then the second part of the law is this is plain shvua that she's not going to bathe. The itzar ala rechitza legamre. Afilu bezimnach, even one time, and that's definitely a inui nefesh. Vinami or daamra hanas kishut alai loolam. Kigon kishut the bigrei tzvaim and colored clothing, the kishut besamim, imet kashet, afilu pamakashi. One time I adorn, I'll never adorn again, she says. And what's the shalom at kashet? It's a shvua shalom at kashet call. V'Rabbi Yosi letame the nivul lochaish klal, and now we're going back again to Rabbi Yosi that he held. What is he holding here? He goes, this isn't a nidrei nefesh. We're saying why? Because he held that this is there's no nivul by bathing. Okay, so therefore it doesn't matter. If I once bathe, I'm never going to bathe. Good, so don't bathe. There's no in nefesh because not bathing is not in nefesh. So that's that. Locheshin and klal. Velekeli nefesh. Velekeli mifrach. But before we had a problem with this pshat. And originally, why? Because we said that it should have said is ein bo mishum inu nefesh. Period. Not this. It sounds like the lashon using there is a little bit in nefesh, but it isn't. It should have said ein bo tonight bo zeh, right? Ein bo and all. So I. What about why don't we have that same problem now? Rabbi Yossi really should have said there's no inu nefesh here whatsoever. Now you can't ask us, as we said before, the least nitnaiza ain't bo inui nefesh. Why? The hacha leka tnai klal mida as yeshvua abasre vakala. Because there's two things over here, right? It's not only the neder, I'm never gonna bathe if I bathe. There's also a shvua, not gonna bathe. So as far as the shvua goes, that's fine. There, unlike the neder, it's not bathing is not an inu nefesh according to Rabbi Yossi, but here she's but here we're going on the shvua. The shvua is she goes I'm not going to bathe, and therefore there Rabbi Yossi would agree. Okay.